the Cascades. And of course, the final form of lake is the artificial one, such as Ross Lake, Diablo Lake, formed behind concrete dams. The present Baker Lake above concrete is also behind a concrete dam, but before that time it was merely an ice-scoured basin. So its level has been raised and the original lake is not there anymore. I have pictures of the original lake where the dam was made. So, can you think of any other ways in which lakes are formed? About the four we have. I will go on with these and I hope I can keep up. I'll show you the highest lake in the entire Cascade Range, the second, third, and fourth highest lakes in the Cascade Range. Quite recently I found the highest lake in the Cascades. Formerly they thought it was in the Enchantment Lakes area of the Stewart Range near Leavenworth at 7,700 feet. But the lake I found is at 8,100 feet and it lies up here in the Chelan Mountains, very close to where we are. It's quite a hike to get to. Well, let's hope this let's see how to get that in focus. There. This is Hoseldean Lake in the upper Skagit River area, very near Canada. That's Hoseldean Mountain in the background, a very difficult mountain to climb. Some of these lakes are extremely good at fishing. I don't fish, but others do, so I'll tell you which ones they are when we get to them. Freezeout Lake, just about where the Cascade Crest, Cascade Range passes into Canada. It's a long hike to get to. The entire area, all the mountains you see there were buried and inundated by the Cordilleran Ice Sheet during the last ice age when the ice sheet came down from British Columbia and covered most of the peaks in the North Cascades, except the highest points. This is a very difficult lake to ever get to. It requires mountain climbing to get to it. This is Silver Lake. It drains into the upper Skagit River, very near Canada. It's so high that the ice rarely melts. From the top of Mont Spicard, about 9,000 feet. Looking down on Ross Lake in the foreground and Diablo Lake in the mid-ground on the Skagit River, Seattle City Light property near Diablo and New Haven, showing the Skagit Gorge. Upper Ross Lake and Jack Mountain in the background. Forest Service boat on Ross Lake. Looking down on Diablo Lake, you can see the dam that impounds it from Sourdough Ridge. The North Cross State Highway is not there yet. It should be on the far shore, far bank. Another view of a Diablo Lake. Again, the highway is not yet constructed. This is back in the 1950s. Let's see. This is Snowy Lake. At sunset, Tower Mountain in the background. This is off the Cascade Crest Trail, quite near Canada. I would say the Pacific Crest Trail. Hidden Lake up the Skagit River, looking toward Cascade Pass near Marble Mountain.
What elevation is it?
Pardon?
Do you remember what elevation this is? This lake?
Elevation?
Oh, elevation. Oh, not exactly, but it's probably around 50, 56, 57. That's quite high for a lake in the west side of the Cascades, because the cirque floors or cirque basins in which you find these lakes lie at a lower elevation because of the increased snowfall. Mm-hmm. On the east side of the Cascades, as you go eastward, the climate gets drier, less snow, therefore these glacier basins are higher, the lakes are higher. That's Forbidden Peak, is a sharp point on the left. Boston Peak and Sahali on the right. Cascade Pass is that deep notch between the Stehekin River and the Cascade River. Hidden Lake a little bit later in the season. It might be good fishing, I don't know.
Can I ask about, what about fish in a lake like that? Are they all planted by someone, or?
Well, they're probably planted by a helicopter. Many of them are nowadays.
But fish are not indigenous to these lakes, right?
No, there's no way they can get in there. Waterfalls, cascades, they just can't get in there. So we plant most of them, the high mountain lakes.
Did anything used to live in them before they started to plant?
I don't know. It's a very clean, clear lake. Baker Lake and Mount Baker, before the dam was put in and raised the lake. Baker is 10,778 feet high, and it's our northernmost volcano in the state of Washington. It looked like it might have been active in the late 1960s when steam began rising from the summit, and it melted the summit snow cap and created a temporary lake in the crater. But then the steam settled down and the snow cap built up again. So you can't say that that is the highest lake in the Cascade Range. I consider lakes in the Cascade Range other than the volcanoes, which are perched on the range. The range was already here before the volcanoes erupted. So they are younger than the Cascade Range itself. Again, Mount Baker and Baker Lake. Green Lake and Bacon Peak, between the Skagit River and the Baker River, near concrete. If you can see all these places. Another view of Green Lake. That's our district ranger fishing. It's a difficult lake to get to, no trail. It's all cross country. Looking down on Doubtful Lake at the head of the Stehekin River near Cascade Pass. This, of course, drains into Lake Chelan. McGregor Mountain on the skyline to the right, there used to be a Forest Service or lookout on top of it. Very precarious position. Lyman Lake at the head of Railroad Creek. Its milky color is due to the melting of the Lyman Glacier, which has discharged silt into the lake. Sitting Bull Mountain on the right, Plummer Mountain on the left, Cascade Pass in the center. I'm sorry, Cloudy Pass, 6,500 feet. Another view of Lyman Lake. And Lyman Lake, or Lyman Lake is the one to the right, and in the foreground is a small pond. And Bonanza Peak in the background, which is the highest non-volcanic peak in the entire Cascade Range. It lies just right over here. Its altitude is 9,511 feet. So only the volcanoes are higher than Bonanza. Ice lakes in the upper Enteat River area. The lake is about 7,000 feet high. The ice lake lies just a little over the, beyond Buckskin Mountain, back in that area, near the head of the Enteat River, head of Ice Creek, which drains into the Enteat River. Lower Ice Lake. Another view of Ice Lake. We saw fish in the lake. We were there this summer. And also a mountain goat, very, very, very friendly. A big old, what do they call them? Not bulls, but I don't know what. roaming about, just like a dog. Follow you, you could pet it. So we figured it must have been a transplant from Olympic National Park, where the goats are very friendly. They're trying to get rid of them because they don't belong over there. They were introduced. So this goat is over there with the same attitude, wandering about. the wild ones, the regular ones who live there, it's very difficult to see them. They're gone quickly when they see you. Another view of Ice Lake. Dole Lakes in the Chelan Mountains between Holden and Lucerne. There are three lakes in a string that drain into Railroad Creek in the background, right behind us. Very high lakes. Very good fishing. No trail. You have to know how to get there. I came down to these lakes from the Enteat over the divide, and I noticed that the trees were cut in one area, I think right in the foreground, and then under a log or behind big boulders, I found a very large tent folded up and other supplies, so I figured that somebody was hauling in fishermen by helicopter. And they aren't supposed to do that in the wilderness. Fern Lake in the upper Enteat, very good fishing, a trail to it, but a difficult trail. This is the highest lake in the Cascade Range at 8,100 feet on the east side of Cardinal Peak, which is one of the highest peaks in the Chelan Mountains. But I think it's big enough to be given a name and put on the geographic list of names, though we're going to call it Courtney Lake after Ray Courtney of Stehekin, who was killed in an accident when a horse fell on him up here in Hillgard Pass at the head of Ten Mile Creek in 1982. I remember in 1940, in February, he put a notice in the Wenatchee Daily World that he wanted someone to take a winter ski trip with him to Lyman Lake and stay in the Washington Water Power Company cabin for a week. So I answered the ad, and we went together to Lyman Lake. Had a good time for a week up there in the snow. Mirror Lake in the Chelan Mountains above Lucerne. There it is. Extremely good fishing, but it's an overnight trip to get to it.
It's a pain.
That's looking toward the Chelan Canyon. Rather than go down to the lake, I went the other way to do some climbing. Now we're up on the ridge looking down on the lake. And the Chelan Trough in the background.
Can I ask, are you getting that other lake named? I mean, have you filled out the forms?
Well, that other, yeah, we're going to send in the name and see if it'll be accepted. Courtney Lake, call it.
Do you have to, like, measure it and document the size or make sure it's there year after year?
What Well, the lake probably wasn't there in the early part of this century because the glacier which occupied that basin has melted back completely. It's not there anymore, therefore the lake is exposed. But if you take your vertical aerial photographs in the middle, in too early in the season, it's all covered with snow and nobody knows it's there. So on the recent map that came out in 1988, it shows the basin but no lake. So it must have been snow-covered at the time. I saw it back in the mid-1960s, have a picture of it looking oblique to it. This time we climbed Cardinal Peak and looked down on it, because I knew it was there, and there it is.
Is it very deep?
I doubt it, maybe less than 20 feet, but most of our lakes are quite shallow. Many of them are, at least. I think it deserves a name. This is Blanca Lake, drains into the Skykomish River, and which comes out at Index. Its color is due to melting ice from Columbia Glacier, which drains into Blanca Lake. You can see some recent glacial moraines, the bouldery deposits, which front the Columbia Glacier. Another view of Blanca Lake and what's left of the glacier there in the hollow above the lake.
How come Lyman Lakes have glacier melted and Hart Lake doesn't?
Well, Hart Lake is too low.
Well, like just because it runs over rocks and gets out?
Oh, I see what you mean. Hart Lake is not discolored like Lyman is.
Right.
Well, too much other water is draining into it to dilute it, and also the silt is not carried quite that far. It settles out in Lyman Lake. Same as here, it settles out in Blanca Lake. Silver Lake up near Monte Cristo, it's impounded by a glacial moraine on the east side of Silvertip Peak. Now I have to think about that one. What's after Silver Lake? That's Schaefer Lake in the upper Chaw River, which drains into Lake Wenatchee. Another view of Schaefer Lake. This is a difficult one to get to. Looking down on Blue Lake, gonna see where that lies. Near the head of the North Fork Skykomish River, pretty much on the Cascade Crest. Catch it in a hurry. looking down on Glasses Lake. Which drains into the Little Wenatchee River. It lies almost on the Cascade Crest, looking down on it from the Pacific Crest Trail. Glasses Lake on the right, and Heather Lake on the left, and the Glacier Peak on the skyline. Which is a volcano at 10,539 feet. It's the second volcano in the state of Washington going south. Pear Lake on the Cascade Crest, which is impounded behind a bouldery glacial moraine. I figured the moraine is the latest ice age in ice age, probably 12,000 years old, because I find the Mazama ash on the moraine and behind it, which indicates that its limiting minimum age is 6,900 years. But other lakes in the same position, I find, are underlain by the Glacier Peak pumice, which is 11,250 years old, which would make it latest ice age. I think Top Lake. That's Top Lake near Pear Lake. Lake Minotaur, that drains into the Little Wenatchee River. You can get to it by going down the Stevens Pass Highway and then turning off the Smith Brook, go over the top to Rainy Creek, drop down there to find the trail, and it goes straight up to Lake Minotaur. Another view of Minotaur, Labyrinth Mountain in the background. You might guess this one. This is Theseus Lake below Lake Minotaur, draining into the Little Wenatchee River. Another view of Theseus Lake. No trail to it. Hidden Lake on the lower Napiqua River, which drains into the White River into Lake Wenatchee. A good trail to the lake. That's the Napiqua River Valley in the background. Where did I go from there? Oh, that's Lake Wenatchee. Everybody knows that one. Another view of Lake Wenatchee and Dirty Face Mountain. And Glacier Peak, the high one in the background, the skyline. Lake Wenatchee at the state park. Lower end of Lake Wenatchee on the left, and Fish Lake in the center. Lake Wenatchee is held in behind an ice age dam, moraine dam. So is Fish Lake. The Eniac Mountains in the background. You can drive to these lakes. Looking across Fish Lake, mm-hmm. Lost Lake and the Mason Ridge between the Little Wenatchee River and Stevens Pass Highway in Mason Creek. Lost Lake.
What makes the divisions between the two parts of the lake?
Just a rock, a ridge, just a rock rib. I thought it might be a moraine there at first, but no, it's bedrock. Do I have to go down and check it out? Merritt Lake, Stevens Pass Highway, and the great Burlington Northern Railroad way in the background. Down. Merritt Lake. Crescent Lake in the Mason Ridge above Stevens Pass Highway near Merritt. No trail to it, it's cross country. Rock Lake on the Mason Ridge, there's a trail to this. Very pretty lake. Lake Janus on the Pacific Crest Trail just north of Stevens Pass. And Lake Valhalla just south of or north of Stevens Pass on the Pacific Crest Trail. It is impounded behind a moraine dam. Sally Ann and Mary Jane. Lake Susan Jane. just south of Stevens Pass on the Pacific Crest Trail. Lichtenwasser Lake, you can't see it, but it's very near Stevens Pass on the east side off Smith Brook. I think of that one. Joe Lake and Mount Thompson near Snoqualmie Pass. In the Shawakam Mountains, Lake Donald in the foreground, Lake Julius in the background, and the Stevens Pass Highway is down in the shadow there in Mason Creek.
What time of the year is this?
Probably in July, I took the picture.
So that lake is high enough to have snow on it, to have ice on it even in July?
Yes, it's quite high. I think I took that in 1949. Lake Julius, from the right, and Loch Eileen in the foreground in the Shawakam Mountains. Loch Eileen Wacom Lake.
What's the name of the lakes that are like right above Chewakum? Do you remember?
What about it?
Do you remember that?
Oh, that one, yeah, there's another lake there, I forget. You can see two lakes.
That's
well, the one above it would be Larch Lake,
Large Lake
and Cup Lake.
Yeah, okay.
At the head of the valley. Lake Brigham in the Chewakum Mountains drains into the South Fork of Chewakum Creek.
Is that a moraine that we're looking at?
Yes, a partial moraine, yes. Descending down to the lake, and then on the extreme left, it's underlain by bedrock, but it is a moraine. Flora Lake, Big Jim Mountain on the skyline in the Chewakums. Lake Augusta in Icicle Ridge. It's a high lake, about 6,800 feet. That would be overlooking Tumwater Canyon. Another view of Lake Augusta.
That's so barren because there's no soil?
It's too high. It's 6,800 feet. You're just above at the limit of trees. And you can see it, that's looking down on Lake Charles, and it's a high lake in the Chewakum Mountains. Avalanching snow pretty much slides in there from the basin headwall and pretty much fills the lake. It's also moraine dam. Lake Grace in the Chewakums. Upper Grace Lake. It's quite high. It's pretty close to 7,000 feet. I'd call it about 7,200. Snowgrass Mountain rising above it. It barely touches 8,000 feet. But we're getting pretty close to timberline at this place. What's after that? Chain Lake. There are three lakes in the string, which we call the chain lakes, on the upper Icicle Creek drainage. That enters the Wenatchee River at Leavenworth. Upper Grace Lake and the Bull's Tooth in the background. Upper Chain Lake. Lower Chain Lake. Dooley Lake, D-O-E-L-L-E is the spelling. Near Chain Lakes. Larch Lake at the head of the Chewakum Creek. Another view of Larch Lake. Cup Lake, the highest lake in the Shawaka Mountains at about 6,400 feet, impounded by a very fresh, a little ice age glacial moraine. Very bouldery. No vegetation growing on it yet. At Cup Lake, Lake Edna in the Shawaka Mountains,
how high is that one?
It would be a little over 6,000, upper fives. Lake Josephine at the head of Icicle Creek.
How much lower is that one?
I would put this about 5,700 feet. Lake Josephine. Wolverine Lake, one of the lakes in the upper Icicle Creek drainage. Square Lake, next to Lake Wolverine in the upper Icicle. Another view of Square Lake. Lake Loraine in the upper Icicle. Too many mosquitoes here to enjoy it. Turquoise Lake, draining into French Creek, which drains into the Icicle. This lake is moraine dammed.
Can I ask, Turquoise, what causes, you know, glacier silt causes one color of lake, what surrounds it? What are some of the things that give lakes?
Well, it just depends upon what kind of rock the glacier has ground up. The glacier at the head of the 10 Mile Creek out here drains a very, very, very dark brown, muddy looking stuff. It looks like mud. Whereas other lakes, you have the nice turquoise colored water. It all depends on what kind of rock it grinds up.
So if it's granite, it's one thing, or
yes, granite might give it the light color, and a darker rock would give it the muddy look. I think this is Cradle Lake in the upper Icicle. Trap Lake. The crest trail goes by this lake. It lies just north or south of Stevens Pass. Lake Sylvester. Difficult lake to get to on the lower Icicle near Leavenworth. It's moraine dammed. I think that's, Lake Dorothy, I think you've heard of that one, over near Skykomish. The typical west side fog.
Is it a bigger lake than some of the
others? It's a big lake, yes. I have to think of some of these. I was there last year. This is Malachite Lake in the Alpine Lakes Wilderness area near Skykomish. Copper Lake next to Malachite. Malachite being an ore of copper, it's obvious. Copper Lake. Big Heart Lake, in the same area. Another view of Big Heart Lake. Otter Lake, in the same area. near the head of the Foss River. Looking down on Delta Lake, same area.
Is that aerial or is that from a high peak?
From a high point, it's a cliff. Don't lean out too far. Surprise and Glacier Lakes, both are moraine dam. Glacier is the upper one, Surprise is the lower one. You go up from Scenic, just off the highway, at the entrance to the Burlington Northern Tunnel. It's about a 4 mile hike. Highest lake in the upper Cleon River. Peggy's Pond. And near the head of the Cleon River. Deep Lake near Peggy's Pond. The Crest Trail goes by this lake. It has a difficult time getting by Chimney Rock and that high stuff approaching Snoqualmie Pass. So here it descends down quite low. You'll never guess the name of this lake. It's Mount Hinman in the background. Lynch Glacier here off Mount Daniel. We call it Pea Soup Lake. It's recently been exposed by the recession of Lynch Glacier on the left. Only in the last 20 years has it emerged. So the glaciers and the Cascades are right now apparently in a quite rapid retreat.
What's the elevation?
Oh, this is probably 69, 7,000. It's right on the Cascade Crest. Looking down off Lynch Glacier right into Pea Soup Lake. No trail to it. It's cross country. Quite strenuous. This one, that's Circle Lake on the south flank of Mount Daniels. Again, no trail. These are all difficult to get to. It might be very good fishing.
What would the fish eat?
Well, mosquitoes, mainly. the other end of Circle Lake.
Is there any stocking up in here?
I think there would be fish there. You can carry the fish in a container in your back, as I used to do at the Forest Service, and stock some of these lakes. This is Stewart Lake near Leavenworth on the north side of Mount Stewart, the second highest non-volcanic peak in the Cascade Range. The elevation here is about 5,500. It's a popular lake. You have to get a permit now, a daily permit, to go in to visit it in the Enchantment Lakes Wilderness. Looking down on Stewart Lake, from a mountain we made a first ascent on, and named it Dudley Spire, from a mountain climbing friend of mine who was killed in World War II on Luzon. Colchuck Lake from the Temple. No, I'm sorry, that's Upper Snow Lake. Snow Lake.
Do you know why Snow Lakes has been drained? Not like all the way, but I was there a couple of years ago and it was like they were down about 10 feet and there was water spraying out of this thing.
Well, they tapped the bottom of a Snow Lake with a tunnel. And that water is drains into Snow Creek for the fish hatchery down at Leavenworth. So they may have drawn out some of the water at the time. Snow Lake is a deep lake, the upper Snow Lake.
Right.
Lower Snow Lake is rather shallow.
It was upper Snow Lake, that was.
Yeah. So that, this is the upper lake. It's the deep one. Upper and lower Snow Lakes with McClellan Peak on the skyline. Ingalls Lake at the head of Ingalls Creek.
Now what gives it that kind of acid?
Well, the rock is a serpentine, serpentinite we call it. It has a lot of iron and magnesium, which gives it that orange color when it weathers. Mount Stewart over Ingalls Lake. That's a very impressive mountain. 9,415 feet high, the second highest non-volcanic peak in the Cascade Range. I've climbed it 15 times now. Looking down on Native Lake, below Snow Lakes, Native Lake. Colchuck Lake near Stewart Lake. Another view of Colchuck Lake and Cashmere Mountain in the background. The lower Enchantment Lakes with the upper Snow Lake in the upper right-hand corner. The upper Snow Lakes, Crystal Lake in the foreground, Snow Lakes in the right, and the Temple in the center in the Enchantment Lakes Wilderness. The Alpine Larch is turning color. This is an early October picture. That's one of the upper Enchantment Lakes. I forget what they call it. Perfection Lake or something? Reflection?
I think Perfection's up there.
Mm-hmm. And Little Annapurna is the mountain. I've climbed that in the middle of winter. And this is Isolation Lake on the new maps, but it had been named Brynhild Lake, fronting the Snow Creek Glacier in the Enchantment Lakes area. This was at 7,700 feet, the highest lake in the Cascade Range. But the one I have out here, one named Courtney Lake in the Chelan Divide, is at 8,100 feet. So it's 400 feet higher.
How did they change names?
Well, the USGS doesn't like these Brynhild, Risengammon, and Prusik Pass and those names that have been given to them. So now they have named them themselves and they want American names. Looking down on the Isolation Lake, or what was the highest, the second highest lake would have been this one up here. So there's one up here a little higher, maybe 100 feet higher. And note the glacial moraine bisecting the lake. This is a little ice age moraine when Snow Creek Glacier was that far out.
You know the peaks in the background?
That's the Glacier Peak way in the skyline.
Baker to the left?
And Cashmere Mountain is the black one.
How about the upper left?
Oh, that's Baker, yes. Mount Baker. Again, the Enchantment Lakes, Little Annapurna, looking into the Snow Creek Glacier Basin. A Shield Lake at the head of Rat Creek in the Enchantment Lakes area. Another view of Shield Lake at 6,700 feet. I'm looking down on Toketty Lake, or Toketai, I don't know how they pronounce it. It's drains into Snow Creek in the Enchantment Lakes wilderness. It has a name, Lake Ann, near Ingalls Peak. It is dammed by a moraine, and rock slides are filling it in. Another view of Lake Ann. Surprisingly, I saw two big fish in it. That's over near Tyatton Reservoir. Clear Lake. Yeah, Clear Lake near the Tyatton Reservoir on the White Pass Highway near Yakima. And the Tyatton Reservoir, which of course is behind an earthen dam used for irrigation of the Yakima Valley. Another view of Tyatton Reservoir. Dog Lake near White Pass. The highway goes right by it. These pictures were taken before the White Pass Highway was completed. You all have this one, Mount Rainier and Reflection Lake. And the Clapatchie Lake and the west side of Mount Rainier. Lake Chelan at the town of Chelan. Looking down on Lake Chelan from the Junior Point lookout site. And looking up Safety Harbor Creek to the Sawtooth Ridge. Lake Chelan from above Lucerne. The Lucerne Basin takes in all of the lake from the big slide down there near Manson, and it's very, very deep, mostly below sea level, scoured out by the ice sheet, or the ice sheet flowing into the canyon, and it met itself coming up the valley from the Okanagan Lobe. And Manson and the lower lake is filled with glacial debris. It's not scoured out into bedrock, but it's underlain by 300 or 400 feet of glacial debris left when the ice sheet melted away.
And then the dam at the end of the lake is a terminal moraine, And then there's a man-made dam on top of it?
We raised the level of the lake by about 20 feet when we built that dam.
Yeah, but the original lake was dammed up by a glacial moraine?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, yes. The terminal moraine of the Okanagan Lobe lies at from Manson to Chelan and down the Columbia River to 4 miles south of Chelan Falls. That whole area is filled with much glacial debris where the ice melted and left its morainal material. And it's about 400 feet deep over Manson, and the whole lower lake area is very shallow because of the glacial debris, which is filled in, and the lake itself is raised by 400 feet.
A question about that. Some of the Indian writings on the wall are at like lake level now.
Yes.
Yet you raised it 20 feet to that level.
Yes. So, they
20
were...
20-foot Indians?
They were 20 feet above the lake at the time they were put there, above the current lake. This is the Prize Lake and the Sawtooth Ridge between the Methow River and Lake Chelan. Very good fishing. It's at the head of Prince Creek. Oh, I want to back up just a couple. We got time. This one I forgot. This is was the third highest lake, though I found the highest. This is Libby Lake and the Sawtooth Ridge, which is 7,620 feet high. So it's number four now. It's moraine dam.
It's how high?
7,620. And again, Surprise Lake. Cub Lake drains into Prince Creek and into Lake Chelan. Is dammed by a landslide. You can see the scar on the left-hand side.
Is there a way to date that? Like, when you look at that, can you...
Possibly, it depends. Maybe the trees might be young trees and not old age. You might bore a tree to see how old it is. If it's first generation, give you an idea. But, I don't know how old it would be. Maybe you could find some volcanic ash on it, or it overlies volcanic ash, to give you an idea. But it's post-glacial, at least. Looking down on Cooney Lake, in the Sawtooths, it's about 7,300 feet high. And I think that's number 140.
Bill, would you explain how Lake Sylvester got its name and all those?
Oh, not places? Sylvester. Well, Lake Sylvester and the icicle was named after Hal Sylvester, who was the first Forest Service, Wenatchee National Forest supervisor. And he went out and tromped around and found that the Shawaka Mountains were loaded with lakes everywhere. So they began naming lakes after their girlfriends, their sisters, their wives. Then they found one they had missed. And they said, hey, let's call that Lake Brigham. So there's Lake Mary, Lake Edna, Lake Augusta, Lake Josephine, and many more, and Lake Flora. Lake Grace.
You mentioned discovering that one very high lake. How come aerial surveys had pretty
well covered
those?
Because it's so high that it probably was covered with snow at the time they took their aerial photographs, vertical aerial photographs. Therefore, they just merely where the contours cross, there is a closed basin there, but it just left it white. And again, it appeared only during this century. That modern glacier has melted all the way back, leaving only patches here and there of it, plus its moraine below the lake. So the melting of the ice has exposed it. And that picture I showed you of the second highest lake in the Enchantment Lakes area, Lake Bridhill or Isolation Lake, it has a moraine cutting right across it. I took a picture of that lake in 1938. And the front of Snow Creek Glacier had just collapsed into that lake and icebergs were floating around it. So I was there when the glacier was almost at its moraine and you'd see only half the lake on the other side of the moraine. So it's been melting rapidly. I have pictures of Snow Creek Glacier I've taken through the years and it shows it's almost gone except for that patch you saw back above the lake.
What's the source of the Columbia?
The Columbia ice field on the border between the British Columbia and Alberta.